Congress seems to have a foot in two centuries. It grapples with budgets and issues in the here and now, but it does so with technology of the last century. And when it comes to the amount of paper, even the century before that. At least one member thinks that needs to change. For the third installment in our series, Modernizing the Congress, we turn to Congressman Steve Russell. He represents Oklahoma's 5th District and joins me now. Congressman Russell, good to have you on.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.
Now, you were proposing a bill to start with here to eliminate at least some of the mailing of the heavy paper Federal Register, which has in fact passed the House.
We passed it through committee with a unanimous bipartisan vote. It just makes good sense. Essentially, what we're trying to do is members of Congress receive the Federal Register whether they want it or not. It's published by the government printing office, and essentially, just for members, it ends up being roughly $1 million a year that is serving as nothing but doorstops. And so most people use the register. They use it online. They can query it. They can look at it. And those things make good sense as we get into the digital age. It does not make any sense to take $1 million and put it in a dumpster.
Yes, because most people only really need one or three or five pages of it. And there's hundreds of pages every day that are irrelevant to a given user.
Well, to show you just how much, we've been collecting them this year just to see how much they would stack up. And, you know, here we are in May, and already the stack of registers is about 4 feet high.
Yeah, so by the end of the year, you could hide that hidden closet in the back office there, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and it's just amazing. And then you multiply that times the number of members of Congress. There is a requirement that we have federal registers, and you know, we're not suggesting that we eliminate that. We are suggesting that we do it in an economic way. So what my bill would do is that you have to opt in to receive the printing of it. And unlike times in the past where you'd have plates, you do all that stuff. Well, now it's all print on demand with computer technologies. For the two people that would want it, they can do that and we can save $1 million.
And that gets to the larger issue of how modern the Congress is in terms of its work processes and the technology to support them. And let's begin with the average staff office technology. What's your view of how adequate that is to do what you need to do and what you maybe like to do?
Well, part of it is you know, the dilemma of having open records requirements and open meetings requirements, all of that, which we certainly want in our Republican form of government. I mean, we allow access and open freedom and introspection to our government where any citizen can do that. So you have to deal with those issues. But at the same time, you also need to make sure that we protect our systems from outside attack.
Because there's a report out just from one of the study groups recently that said almost all of the sites that Congress operates, exclusive of the members' own sites, these are the committee sites and so on, and the partisan sites, are not fully controlled in terms of cybersecurity.
Well, it's not just unique to the actual workings of the House of Representatives or the United States Senate. That would be true in really three large categories in our country. Government, defense, and then also industry. We have to get serious about cyber warfare.
So how would you rate the systems that are just in your office in terms of you know, what you've seen in industry and what you think you might need?
Well, I do know that we do have, it's probably above where we are in industry because there are requirements and regulations that govern the use of passwords and double identification systems. And, you know, there are dedicated teams of folks that look at hacking attempts and all of that. So you would probably not have that in your typical business. So I would say we would be above average in that regard.
But what about the tools for the work itself?
Well, I think, you know, like we saw when Congressman Matt Cartwright and I did the Megabyte Act last year, which ended up saving $4 billion by congressional estimates in just software licensures. You had people that were, you know, a department or agency needs a 6 software requirement, and they have to order 10, and then the department next to them, the same thing, and you got 8 wasted. And so this allowed latitude. The government owns it all, and they can proportion it and share it. I think that those types of efficiencies help because then it doesn't become so archaic and wasteful to share the latest patches, the latest software, the latest innovations and updates. We need to be able to do that and not make that burdensome.
We're speaking with Republican Congressman Steve Russell. He represents Oklahoma's 5th District. And with respect to, say, collaborating with your colleagues on a bill, for example, I mean, when I read a bill that comes out, and I read a lot of them, they're always in a PDF format or worse, so that they're hard to search and you really can't do much with them except read them as if it were paper. What's your feeling about where
PDFs,
that should go?
Most PDFs you can query. If it's just a scan, obviously you couldn't. But, you know, if you had like some type of OCR text technology or something behind it, you can actually query it, which is better, you know, especially if you got a bill of several hundred pages and you're trying to hone in on certain aspects, you could query it and go right to it. So in that regard, PDFs would be an advantage if they have that text underlay technology behind them. The online systems also, you know, would have that. That's important, you know, that we do that. One of the reforms, though, I would like to see, most state legislatures, the majority of them, they will have a bill filing system that will strike through change language and then underline added language. And then they won't do anything except print or highlight the changes in the law under that section. Why we don't do that in Congress is a mystery to me. I mean, you might get delivered a 600-page bill, but, you know, there might only be 50 pages of change. It would be better to have the 50 pages of change that's highlighted so you can go right in on it. Many state legislatures do this. Listeners out there that would have any state legislative experience would automatically know what I'm talking about. Remarkably, when you come to Congress, we don't do that. And I, for the life of me, I don't know why.
That would make it easier to track and also probably reduce errors, because bills do get passed with errors, and then you have to have another bill
sure.
to correct the main one.
And if when you're trying to go through all of the vines and thorns and thistles to get to the path, you know, it'd be better to clear all of that stuff out so you can go right to the path of what you're trying to do with the measure.
What's the mobility situation on the Hill these days, as you see it? Is everybody on the latest iPhone or Android device, or
most
are you still?
Are. I have the latest iPhone. I also use an iPad. Those are set up with needed security measures as a member, and so those things are helpful. One of the things too that's important is when you travel overseas, you get smart about your devices, and there's some protective things that I do that allow me to not be vulnerable when I travel overseas. So, you know, I think a lot of it is a mental attitude that, like anybody, we're all responsible for our security. You know, no program or system is fail-safe, but it's really not fail-safe if you don't use it, if you don't use the encryption, or if you don't use the types of codes or the different things. We have to be more disciplined in that regard. It's like your house. If you don't lock it, or your car, don't be surprised when somebody might have gotten in and ransacked it one day.
And I wanted to ask you about something dear to my heart, which is the system for ordering flags that flew over the Capitol. I've given out probably a dozen of them over the years to people that have become naturalized citizens, and
sure.
It actually becomes one of their prized possessions. The last time I did that, I still had to fill out a paper form and mail it in to my particular member. How's that one coming along?
Well, yeah, you've got me there. I know we do process flags, but whether or not it's on paper, I couldn't tell you. It probably is, but that seems to be something that we ought to be able to automate.
All right. Any other further thoughts on congressional technology?
Well, we have to continue to work and find ways to cut government waste and at the same time make ourselves more secure. I mean, every week there's some new story about hacking or sensitive information. You know, it's very important that we don't have, 5-inch floppy disks, that we're using on our system, although, in some ways they might be secure. I don't know. You could go to that argument, but archaic systems become vulnerable, and as we combat and find out new hacking attempts, it's important that we stay up with our software, and then we're trying to find efficiency ways like this Federal Register. Why are we printing something that people just simply pick up every day and toss in the trash? Makes no sense.
Congressman Steve Russell represents Oklahoma's 5th District. Thanks so much.
You bet.
Find a link to more information and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.